Introduction and Invitation. Welcome to the journey. We hope that in reading Complete Family Wealth, you will discover new ideas and practices that will enable your family to grow its qualitative and financial capitals long into the future. Complete Family Wealth marks a stage in the journey of we three co-authors, at times individually, more recently together. As we invite you to join us, we begin with a short description of our paths thus far. A welcome from James J. Hughes, Esquire. Welcome back, readers of our previous books, and welcome new readers. For those of you pilgrims wearing your scallop shells and round hats and carrying your staffs, walking with us to Santiago to discover how to help your families flourish, please sit down, take off your regalia, and join Keith and Susan and me in the next steps of our common pèlerinage. For those of you just joining, please ask those who are already on this journey for their help and their stories of success in overcoming the obstacles their families face to flourishing. As many readers already know, my journey to help my family deal with the proverb of shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations began when I was 4 years old. I overheard my mother, Elizabeth Muirman, in an agitated state, explaining to my father, James E. Hughes, her concerns about money and her worries about the proverb. Her worries continued until her death at the age of 95. Why? Because her father, my grandfather, had gone bankrupt in the Depression. She had come home one day to find a for sale sign on the front lawn of her home in Newark, New Jersey. Her family until then had large financial resources inherited from her grandfather, a German immigrant, an inventor, and a successful industrialist. Not knowing why that sign was there, she went into the house and found her mother. Her mother told her that her father had gone bankrupt by virtue of depositing his money in his father's now busted savings and loan. Then her mother shared with her another terrible truth. My grandmother had only a high school education and a little college, had been the single cosseted child of devoted parents, and till that day had help in the house. She told my mother that, as my grandfather did not know how to work, she was going to work the next day. My grandmother worked for 50 years into her mid-80s as a receptionist in a hospital to provide for her family, so it is quite understandable that my mother had these fears of the proverb. She had been living it every day since her youth. My mother's recital of these realities to my father made me want to help her put these fears aside. It also made me appreciate how emotionally pernicious the effects of the proverb are. As readers of Family Wealth know, I met the proverb again many years later in 1974 when I was asked by the sons of an enormously successful businessman in Singapore to come visit their father. I was naturally curious why I, a still very wet behind the ears private client attorney, was being invited to travel halfway around the world at substantial cost to the family when there must be excellent legal counsel available in Singapore. When the day of the meeting came, I still had no idea why I had been invited. After entering his office and solving, over tea, all the macroeconomic problems of the world, I was still wondering. Finally, this worldly wise man said, "Mr. Hughes, you're probably wondering why I invited you here. We Chinese have a proverb, rice paddy to rice paddy in three generations. I don't want that to happen to my family. Can you help us using the techniques of families in America to solve this problem?" I was happy to discover that I could help him. In the years since 1974, as I have traveled to meet with families around the world, I have heard the same idea expressed in varying ways. The shirt sleeves proverb turns out to be culturally universal, capturing a great truth about wealth and human behavior. As a result, the proverb has been the question that has dominated my personal and professional life. One of the most wonderfully positive parts of my journey has been to be a part of my parents' creation of a flourishing family from the ashes of both of theirs. Today, we are a family, including, in my case, wonderful additions from my wife Jackie's family. We are a flourishing, tightly knit group of three living generations with a